Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
I am so pleased to share that our youngest child has completed college and she's graduating.
Yes.
With honors, tops.
Yes.
Hooray. And the best part is that she maintained her faith the entire way through.
That's a miracle.
Yep. She did attend as a Christian school. It's not one of those Christian in name only schools. I grieve with those parents who work so hard to provide a good education only to find out that their children reject the faith and sometimes reject their family.
I deeply grieve with them. It's hard.
It is hard. We had it easy, except now I just have to figure out how to pay for those student loans.
I know.
All right, you've heard her. I'm joined in the studio by my favorite co-host and wife, Marnie Freeman. I give her the credit for raising our kids right. They've kept the faith. They love their family. Homeschooling worked well for us, and Marnie, you made that happen.
Well, actually, I think you informed me or told me I was going to be homeschooling, but it worked out well, and you were a principal, and you were a big, huge part of it, and mainly God leading it.
And they led in their classes in college, which was great. Yeah. And today we're celebrating something very special. It's a university that's training the next generation of leaders who understand both faith and freedom. Marnie, why don't you kick us off and introduce our special guest?
Well, I'm honored. And thank you, Kevin. I love it. So we're thrilled to have Dr. Claire Foster, Executive Vice President for Advancement and Enrollment at Regent University.
Regent University, yes. In the beautiful Virginia Beach area.
And by the way, I like your logo wear. I mean, if our radio viewers can't see it, but they hop on Rumble and other places, they can see it.
Normally, I wear the Pirate Money Radio shirt today in honor of Regent University. I'm wearing Regent logo wear. Love it.
Well, we welcome Dr. Foster. Thank you for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
We got to see you here at Liberty Hawk recently, and now you've joined us from Virginia Beach, where you had to go back home and go to work. But before we dive in, let's remind our listeners why this matters. At Pirate Money Radio, we believe that your money should align with your values. And that means not paying for an education that will destroy the faith of your children. Regent University is an example of a wonderful, highest quality education, and Dr. Foster will explain all these awards and accolades and how many people that they're putting into highest levels of business and government and so forth, but they don't destroy your values. They maintain a Christian faith, and I love that about that. All right, there are only three things you can do with your money. You can give it, you can spend it, or you can invest it. Here at Pirate Money Radio, we work to explain solutions that support all three areas in a way that promotes liberty, security, and values. Patriot Mobile, it's a mobile phone company, supports the Pirate Money Radio program. Patriot Mobile uses U.S. carriers, including AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, and operates on both Apple and Android phones. More information about the Economic War Room and Patriot Mobile is available at piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. That's piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. And if you want to find a college that promotes liberty, security, and values, there is none better than Regent University.
Yes, I agree.
Tell us about the founding, because the founder of your school is an amazing man. Met him a couple of times. Tell us about the founding of Regent, Dr. Foster.
Regent University was founded in 1977, so we're getting ready to celebrate our 50th anniversary next year. But in 1977, Dr. Pat Robertson had a vision to establish a school that would blend the highest spirituality and the richest scholarship. He didn't want to just start another Bible college. There's plenty of them out there. But he really wanted a place that would teach rigorous, Christ-centered academics and teach students how to incorporate Christian values, biblical values into their education, into their industry, and carry that forward as champions of the gospel into every sphere of government. But, you know, one of the things I really love about Regent is our vision, which is to be the most influential, transformational Christian university in the world. And I think the way that we're doing that is by developing our students to become the most influential, transformational Christian leaders in the world, right? We're not just putting biblical values in their hands. We're not just putting good education in their hand, but we're training them to be leaders in their fields, right? To go out to all the mountains of society, all the spheres of society of influence, and to integrate their Christian perspective, their Christian education into their fields and become leaders in those fields that other people can look up to. So Regent is a special place, and I'm very grateful that we're developing Christian leaders who will change the world.
They are changing the world already. We're going to talk about, you have some big names under your belt and even on your board and those type of things. But go ahead. You were going to say
I was just saying that the Bible is filled with so much wisdom. And Marnie and I were able to be at the America Reads the Bible recently. And we featured that here with Bunny Pounds on Pirate Money Radio. But as we listened to 80 hours of Bible teaching from Washington, D.C., I was like, oh, the Bible understands what family is supposed to be. The Bible understands what government is supposed to be. The Bible, it's wisdom that's eternal, and Regent tells it, even the money part.
Right, even the money part, and applicable in every area of life, every area. There's nothing untouched that the Bible doesn't talk about. So I love how Regent's emphasis on biblical principles does line up perfectly with honest weights and measures. And we apply that at Pirate Money Radio, yep, as you all know.
Yeah, that's our theme.
But the Bible can be instructive, like we said, in all areas. So Dr. Foster, can you give us or our listeners a quick sense of what makes Regent stand out in today?
Yeah, Regent definitely stands out today. In fact, we were just ranked the number one Christian college in America by Niche.
Hold on, back it up. What?
Number one Christian in Virginia, I've heard a lot, which is a big deal because there's some great Christian colleges in Virginia. But number one in where?
In America. We're the number one Christian college in America, according to Niche from their rankings in 2025.
Amazing.
We're the number two best military-friendly college in America by Military Friendly, that publishes information for veterans and military service members and their families. But, you know, people are taking note of what's happening at Regent University. We've doubled our student body. We're growing at a time when many colleges and universities are declining. But I think people are realizing that there's a lot of value when you blend solid biblical values, Christ-centered education, with this idea of being excellent in your craft, excellent in your industry, leading in your industry. But, you know, I think what's incredible about Regent is how we're just developing leaders with strong minds, strong morals, strong convictions, to influence a strong economy, because when it comes back to it, the Bible, as you said, instructs us in ways of righteousness. You know, Proverbs says, commit your plans to the Lord and they will succeed. And there's so many good biblical admonitions, encouragement that we can teach our students on how to live successful lives, how to manage their resources well, how to be a good steward of what God has invested in them. And as they do that, they're successful. So I'm just very grateful for what God has called us to do at Regent University in equipping this generation of Christian leaders.
Well, you're a full-blown university. This is not just and you have, I know, the School of Government for sure, because our mutual friend, Dean Michelle Bachman, who graduated from Regent's Law School and then served in government at the top and, you know, was once a leading president, not just a presidential candidate, but was actually leading in the polls at one point. Right. So I know you've got a great School of Government. What other schools do you have at Regent?
We have a School of Business and Leadership, a School of Education, a School of Health and Behavioral Sciences, a School of Law with an incredible Juris Doctor program, and they're the fastest rising law school in the nation. U.S. News and World Report publishes these annual rankings of all the law schools in America. And believe it or not, according to them, Regent Law is the number one fastest rising in their rankings. So that's exciting. But you know, in all of our schools, we have over 150 programs of study, associate's degrees, bachelor's degrees, master's, and doctoral programs, as well as certificates at the undergrad and graduate level. And in all 150 areas of study, we want to teach people to be the best in their field and to understand what the Bible says about leadership and how to incorporate biblical values.
Those national rankings are just astounding.
And that's not even all their rankings.
And we've been on campus
that's only a few.
And seen it. This is not just a wonderful university. It's a beautiful university. It's a great place to learn. All right, Dr. Foster, please hang on with us. We're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit more about Regent's history, but also where Regent is going. We'll be right back.
Every day across the globe, big business agendas go unseen by investors. Things that go against your core values and beliefs. It's time to know your investments. Abortion, alternative lifestyles, gender and identity confusion. If you believe in protecting marriage and life, children, innocence, guarding masculinity, restoring families, defending religious liberty, invest with your values. Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
And Marnie is joining me as we're speaking with Dr. Claire Foster, Executive Vice President for Advancement and Enrollment at Regent University. Dr. Foster, Regent is recognized as America's premier Christian university. We shared that right before the break. Ranks number one Christian college in America. You've also earned top 10 is what I had in my notes. Number two, military friendly school status for 2026 and 2027. What does that mean for the students that you serve?
You know, Kevin, it means quality. It means success. It means that Regent is getting recognized by these third-party rankings as being just an incredible place to invest, an incredible place for students to be here for their bachelor's degree, master's, or even doctoral degree. But beyond the rankings, you know, what I think really sets Regent apart is our core values. And our core values are excellence, innovation, and integrity. Everywhere you go on this campus, every person you talk to, you get this sense of a high commitment to excellence and innovation and integrity. And those are the values that we're teaching our students to carry forward as they go out into their fields, as they're seeking ways to change the world, ways to make an impact. We want them to carry that torch, excellence, innovation, and integrity. So it's really a special place at Regent University.
You know, I think that reminds me, we talked about the presidential candidate in Michelle Bachmann. Before her, the founder of your school at one time was a presidential candidate as well. And one, had I been able to vote for him, likely would have voted for him, Dr. Pat Robertson. But yeah. Marnie, you had a question.
Well, I was actually going to, it's a statement. It was more of a, like, it's a stunning campus. We just got to walk it recently, and it is, it felt like home. It felt like all the students there were so interactive, and they're smart, and they're loving and kind, and they're just wonderful. So how does Regent's Christian worldview prepare graduates to think critically about all of today's issues? And there's a lot. Including the monetary policy, government, economic liberty, all that. Exactly the kind of leadership that Pirate Money talks about. So it's critical.
Yeah, our show is telling people you need to do this and be like this. Your school is teaching young people how to plan ahead for the future. How do they do that?
I think we have so much in common, Evan and Marnie, you know, with Pirate Money Radio, with the values that you're teaching, because so much of it is rooted in biblical principles and how to manage finances, how to be good stewards, the law of reciprocity, give and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, overflowing will be poured into your lap, you know, the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And I think something that sets us apart at Regent University is our commitment to servant leadership.
This is perfect.
By serving, by giving, by sharing, humbly of your time and your talents and your treasure with the world, that God blesses those who serve. You know, he blesses the meek. He blesses the humble and the poor in spirit. And so I think, you know, as we continue to educate our students, provide them with just great high quality training in their fields, a thing we can't lose sight of is our biblical foundation, that we exist here at Regent to glorify God and better the world. There's too many colleges out there today that have lost their footing, that have lost their way. Maybe they started out, you know, with Christian principles, but over time that has eroded. At Regent University, we are firm in the faith. We're firm in our foundation in Christ. And that's going to continue.
Oh, Harvard and Yale, they start off as Christian schools?
They did.
And now they're notorious for destroying the faith.
Well, we got to walk in on a chapel service, and the chapel, number one, is stunning. And number two, just the things that was coming through, the messages and the worship, just truly breathtaking.
At my nightstand, Marnie, you can confirm this, is a beat up, worn out copy of The Secret Kingdom by Pat Robertson. And that literally was the foundational teaching that I learned. I learned more from that book, and I'm not going to disparage my alma mater, but I learned more from that book than I did in 4 years of college about really how the world operates, but from God's viewpoint rather than my, and you can attest, it's sitting right there, and I've read it over and over. All right, we've got Dr. Clara Foster from Regent University. Please stay over for another break. We're gonna be talking about something that really exciting happened in my life right after this break. I can't believe we'll get to share this. Stay tuned.
Gold holds its value far better than the US dollar. Let's see what happens when I go in this sweet shop and pay with gold. Can I pay with gold?
Find out how much it costs.
Do you know why I'm even using gold?
I do not.
It holds its value over time.
Yeah.
But it's a bit difficult to spend, isn't it? Do you take this?
Yes.
That's MasterCard. Yeah, but this is, I'm actually going to pay with gold, believe it or not. Using this. That's my MasterCard, and it's linked to my gold wallet. So let's just watch that. Authorizing. Yeah, add a tip.
Thank you.
So this is your store?
Yes, sir.
And how much gold did I pay?
0.2243 grams.
Yeah, success. Bought with gold, paid with glint.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
I'm joined by my darling wife, Marnie. We've been talking about Regent University, which their motto, excellence, innovation, and integrity, which reminds me of liberty, security, and values, right?
Absolutely.
These are all the highest ideals. These are the things that people should aspire to. I'm just blown away that we have Dr. Claire Foster with us.
I know. I love what she's doing through the university, through Regent. And it's like I said, stunning. The depth of their degrees and their learning and their fostering of the Bible is amazing. So the next part that we were going to talk about is...
I can't, one of the greatest days of my entire life was spent with you, Marnie, and Dr. Foster, and 60 or 70 of our close friends, including Dr. Ben Carson and Michelle Bachman and Candy Carson.
It's something you've dreamed of for a long time, is the honorary Doctor of Science that Regent awarded you, Kevin. I've told Dr. Foster I'm at a loss for words a lot when we talk about this.
We spent one of my favorite Sundays in my life here at in the Economic War Room, Pirate Money Radio Studios, and we actually had some. Dr. Foster, you made that so special. Thank you so much.
I'm truly an honor.
Well, Kevin, it was such a joy to present you with an honorary doctorate from Regent University, because this is recognizing your life's work of lifting others up, of serving, of protecting and promoting economic prosperity for so many people. And so this honorary doctorate from Regent University is really just a celebration of what you're doing, what you continue to do to help people preserve and protect their freedoms, and especially you know, with everything you're doing at Pirate Money Radio and Economic War Room. So it was a joy, you know, having this honorary doctorate. I will say that Regent does not give out many honorary doctorates. We really reserve it as an honor for the most influential and transformational Christian leaders who are out there changing the world. And Kevin, you're one of them. So congratulations.
I almost don't know what to say, but I'll say this. The people at Regent, to have Dr. Ben Carson, the former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, a leading candidate for president at one point, and one of the most recognized people on planet Earth, with his beautiful wife, Candy, who's a concert-level violinist, and Dean Michelle Bachman, with well wishes from other Regent trustees like Charlie Lewis and Ken Eldred and Bill Federer, current trustee. I mean, you have the best people at Regent. I mean, these are world-changing people. Bill Federer is become so famous. He was one of Charlie Kirk's closest friends and mentors, and he's on your board. Regent just amazes me.
Bill Federer is a dear friend of mine on the board of trustees at Regent University, and he still works with Turning Point Education as their historian in residence. But, you know, I look around at the leaders we have at Regent, and they really are out there changing the world, making an impact, helping people to integrate Christian values into their industries. And Kevin, you know, you're one of them. You haven't just built a career or a network. What you're building is really a movement. And this movement spans across generations. You know, we've got your best-selling books, national TV program, radio program. Now you've championed legislation in numerous states and more coming soon. And, you know, your briefings to the highest levels of U.S. government, the world leaders are looking to you for wisdom. So, Kevin, you're just incredible.
Well, if I can look to God for wisdom and find truth in the Bible, like we talk about honest weights and measures, that the Bible hates dishonest money. And when you print all this money like we're printing, that's dishonest. When you borrow all this money as a nation, God says that the borrower is slave to the lender. Our nation is slave to other nations. It's not good. And Regent University, and we'll talk about it after the break, but Regent, you also announced something that is incredibly important for our listeners, and it's unbelievable. We had Dr. Carson here. We had Michelle Bachman. We had 60-plus of our close friends, and these are business leaders that have started some of the greatest companies known to man. All right, we're going to take another break. When we come back, it's a longer block, so hang on for this. And in that, we'll be talking about what Regent is doing that will change the world. Among other things, pirate money.
Oh, hi, I'm Kevin Sorbo. And I'm here to tell you about coffee. Well, not really, but I'm going to use coffee to illustrate my point. Here we have several different coffees, each with its own unique characteristics. First we have instant coffee. This coffee pretends to be coffee, but it's not really coffee at all. It's a fraud. Plus, it tastes terrible. I'm out. Next we have woke coffee. Their coffee actually tastes pretty good. Until you find out that when you drink it, you have to admit that you've oppressed other coffees in the past. Insanity. I'm out. Next we have big tech coffee. Now these guys used to encourage folks to share with others what they thought about their coffee. But now, if you say you don't like big tech coffee, they'll take away your coffee pot. I'm out. This brings us to Patriot Mobile Coffee, right? This is one big cup of truth and freedom. There's no fraud here. Patriot Mobile is America's real Christian conservative wireless provider. Patriot Mobile gives back millions of dollars every year to organizations that are on the front lines fighting for our freedoms. Patriot Mobile offers the best nationwide 4G and 5G coverage on the same networks as the other major carriers. So you'll get the same great coverage along with 100% U.S.-based customer support while knowing you are supporting a company that shares your conservative values. Switch to Patriot Mobile today by visiting patriotmobile.com or call 972-PATRIOT.
Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
Marnie and I are speaking with Dr. Claire Foster of Regent University. Not long ago, one of the highlights of my life was when she came and with some other incredible people and honored me with an honorary doctorate of science.
And they came to us. I just was humbled and I lost it. I cried in front of everybody several times because I'm so, so proud of you.
Well, it's amazing. Normally, when there's number one, Regent University doesn't give out honorary doctorates.
No.
They don't sell them. They don't give them out easily. And number two, they wanted it to be special for us. They're having their own
graduation. They couldn't
graduation.
Have made it any more special.
They couldn't have. But they're having their own graduation of Virginia Beach coming up, but they didn't want it to. So, Dr. Foster, I want to thank you. That was one of the highlights of my life.
Yeah.
Dr. Kevin Freeman.
Dr. Freeman.
In the house.
So I asked Dr. Carson, you saw me, I said, well, can I start seeing patients now or do I still have to go through residency? And he laughed. And I said, will I get a prescription pad? He said, oh, you can get a prescription pad. And I said, so I can sign prescription? Oh, you can sign all you want to. You better not have any of them turned into a pharmacy because you'll go to jail for that. But we had a good time. I did autograph a book. Somebody said, hey, here's one of your book. And I started writing on it. It was all scribbles. And I couldn't figure out why I couldn't write. Oh, now I'm a doctor. No.
Okay, I have to ask you a quick question, Kevin. So how does this recognition tie into the work that you're doing in Pirate Money and going into...
most exciting announcement. Regent's dedication, and it's an opportunity for all of our listeners and viewers to support inside the Robertson School of Government with the Dean Michelle Bachman, who was the first person I briefed on economic warfare back in 2008. So it comes full circle. They've announced, I'm going to let you, Dr. Foster, make the announcement and how PR viewers and listeners can support Regent in this incredible mission.
Well, this is so exciting. Here at Regent University in Virginia Beach, we are going to be naming a special dedicated space in our Robertson School of Government, and we are going to name it the Economic War Room in honor of Kevin Freeman. And this is a space where students are going to come together. They are going to learn principles of economic prosperity and freedom. They're going to be trained to understand and defend and advance America's economic sovereignty. So, you know, what you're doing, Kevin, and what Regent is doing in partnering together and creating this new economic war room at Regent University is it is a space where not only are we going to honor and remember you and your life's work, but here we're going to train and equip the next generation of students who are going to understand these principles and carry them forward for generations to come.
What's so amazing about that is you look at government today and you see the mayor of the largest city in America, Zora Mandani, and he is admittedly, personally proud of the fact that he's a socialist, which doesn't work. It's ungodly in so many different ways. The Pilgrims tried it, didn't work. But the schools of government, number one, it's unusual to have a school of government, and that's something that Regent has led on in the world. But number two, in a school of government, they never teach economics. That's always thrown over to the business school, and I'll learn economics.
Right.
This is about how do you unenslave a people? People are enslaved by debt. They're enslaved by economics. Socialism is a form of slavery in that Alan West, Colonel Alan West, former congressman, said to me, he said, look, if you're working all day and the proceeds from your efforts go to help the collective and they take them from you personally, how is that not slavery? Well, now that's a strong statement, but it's a true statement.
It's a true statement.
So what you're doing at Robertson School of Government at Regent University is going to, I think, groundbreaking, maybe the first in America, maybe the world, teach economics not from a Keynesian system, not from what's his name that was the chief economist that for President Biden. That he didn't even understand anything about
it.
Jared Bernstein.
Yeah,
but from God's perspective, a biblical perspective that I can guarantee you works. It is the only system that works. Right. Dr. Foster, what you're doing here to allow students to understand these things and the challenges, it is mind-blowing and it is world-changing.
When you think about it, you know, we're training up public servants. We're going to go into every level of government. Government has become so involved in policy issues, in the sciences, life sciences, health sciences, earth sciences, and economics, right? That understanding the economy, setting measures and legislation and passing down laws that are going to affect the economy, we have to have biblically grounded, strong-minded Christians in every level of government who understand how to pass laws, how to advocate for, and how to stand up for the principles that are going to protect our nation and not tear it down in terms of the economy.
Well, this is a giving opportunity, and I want you to share where people can go to learn to give if they want more information to give to Regent. And then I want to tell the story that I unveiled at the doctoral presentation about Ben Franklin. I think people need to hear this. But where do people go if they want to support Regent University?
Well, we want to invite everyone to be a part of this new economic war room at Regent University, honoring Kevin and his life's work and helping to train up the next generation of students like Kevin Freeman, who are going to advance principles of faith and freedom and prosperity. So you can make a gift at regent.edu/give. That's www.regent.edu/give. And there's a place there that you can write in the comments for Kevin Freeman. And that's going to help us continue to advance Christ-centered training to train up students, not just for influential roles in government, but in every sphere of society. And we want these principles to get into the hearts and minds of these students who come up after you, Kevin, you know, and how do we continue and cement this legacy, carry this legacy on? So we're inviting you to be a part of the Economic War Room at Regent University. You can do that at regent.edu/give.
Okay, so I want to mention, because the School of Government's the right place for this, that 250 years ago, there was a document written, and it was the Declaration of Independence. And then in 1787, so it was 11 years later, after we won the Revolutionary War, tried the Articles of Confederation, they had a constitutional convention, and the longest-serving constitution in the world is the one written at that convention in Philadelphia. But what people don't know, you should go, everyone, I heartily recommend the movie A Great Awakening. I've seen it, love it. And when you go, you'll see Dr. Benjamin Franklin, and you'll see him evolve from one who is a deist, humanist. In other words, God created a watch, set it up, turned it on, and is a far away watching to see how, and he says, it's all up to us, we humans, what kind of system can we build? That's where he starts. And he's a brilliant guy, scientist, brilliant guy. He's also the father of paper money in America. Federal Reserve has a whole page on their website talking about how he created and printed the first paper money. Hated the gold standard. That was God's, you know, that's in the Bible. It's archaic. We don't need that. Hated the gold standard. So he printed the money that became continental notes that failed. Right. not worth a continental. That Thomas Jefferson says paper is poverty. It's the ghost of money, not money itself. Washington said a wagon load of continentals wouldn't buy a wagon full of supplies. Then the Articles of Confederation failed, partly because the money failed. And he's at the Constitutional Convention. Now, what happened? George Whitefield came from England and came and shared the gospel across the United States and prepared us for revolution with the truth, biblical truth, the same truth you can learn at Regent University Robertson School of Government. Whitefield taught that. Then Franklin, listening to Whitefield, he heard, wait a minute, maybe we do need God. Maybe God does care about the affairs of men. And at the Constitutional Convention, when all was lost, they were fighting so hard that they were not going to ever have a solution and America was going to die right there, Ben Franklin stands up. And he says, we need God. And he has the people begin every day in prayer. And that changed. You know what else Ben Franklin did, though? He voted with the Philadelphia delegation to say, we don't need paper money, no bills of credit. We need a gold and silver standard. Only gold and silver coin can be made legal tender. It's in the Constitution, and his Philadelphia delegation voted unanimously for it. He had a heart change towards God because of the preaching of the Word of God by George Whitefield, and it changed how he saw government, and God's needed in government, and God's money is needed in an economy. All right, there's so many exciting things to talk about. We're going to have to take another break. When we come back, we'll still be with Dr. Claire Foster and the great things that Regent University is doing today.
I'm outside Babe's, which I'm told is the quintessential chicken restaurant here in Roanoke, Texas. Let's go and see if we can buy the food in here, chicken with gold.
This is going to be the fried chicken.
This is unbelievable. How am I going to fill this in? I seriously actually don't know where how to begin with this. This is so overwhelming.
Do you think I can pay with gold?
I don't know. You may have to ask the cashier. I don't handle it.
Can I pay with gold? But actually, you said I could pay with this? Okay, I'm going to pay with this, but I'm going to pay with gold. So look at the price of gold going up. That's pretty cool, yeah? Right, this is Babe's, yeah? How much gold did I pay? Gold, how many grams?
0.26.
Quarter of a gram of gold. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Success! Bought with gold, paid with glint.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
And I'm joined by Marnie Freeman and Dr. Claire Foster, and I was just kind of tearing up and getting into it. I was hoping to get a little George Whitefield going on in me from The Great Awakening, because America...
Actually, you do George Whitefield once you get going. Oh, it's astounding. Thank you.
America's
got to
turn back to God.
Absolutely.
Not just in our government, but in our family and in our medicine. And you know who does that? Regent University.
That's right.
They're helping people see what God says on all these important topics, and they're training up the next layer of leadership. All right. Franklin loved paper money, and then he found God, and then he was against unbacked paper money and in favor of a gold and silver standard.
Right.
He saw how ruinous paper money could be. You know, support for this program comes from Glint. It's a financial technology service offering with a debit card and mobile app that enables users to access gold holdings for everyday purchases, making gold money again. With Glint, users maintain ownership of allocated physical gold, which is stored in a managed vault. At the time of a transaction, gold is sold in real time to cover the purchase amount in local currency. Glint offers an alternative way to store and use the value, combining gold and silver with modern payment infrastructure. Glint clients can monitor their gold balance, view transaction history, and manage their account through the Glint app available on major mobile platforms. More details about how vaulted physical gold can be used as money are available at glintpay.com/gold247. That's glintpay.com/gold247. Glint provides access to gold for modern spending, and Dr. Franklin would be so proud. The Dr. Franklin of the Constitutional Convention would be so proud, because it corrects the errors and problems of paper money.
Right.
You know, it's interesting. At our very first Pirate Money Summit, our leading tax lawyer expert was none other than Dean Michelle Bachman, from Regent University. She's been with us from the beginning. She's one of the first people I briefed regarding economic warfare back in 2008. She's the beautiful, wonderful lady who served in Congress so well, leading presidential candidate. And it is so exciting to see universities like Regent tapping talent like Dean Bachman to educate leaders for a new monetary reality as well as biblical principles for government.
Okay, so what message would you leave, Dr. Foster, with families listening about the importance of both education and economic sovereignty?
You know, one of the things that I want families to understand today is that as, you know, the cost of college continues to go up and some people are questioning the value of college, the data still shows that having a college degree is the way to ensure economic prosperity for a person's future, and that those students who have a bachelor's degree will earn, on average, more than $1 million in their lifetime compared to someone with just a high school diploma.
Wow.
So going to college is still an important method, still a wonderful way to ensure financial success for a person's future. But beyond just going to college, you've really got to be sure that the college you choose is strong, biblically grounded, is going to teach your student the right values that are going to help them succeed, not just financially and not just in their career, but in their lives, you know, in their families, to become excellent mothers and fathers, to become excellent members of their community, to become excellent people engaged in their local ministries, the churches. That's what we're all about at Regent University. It's training Christ-centered men and women with the values and the character and the skills to make a true difference, that they're going to glorify God, they're going to better the world. And so I would say, you know, as you consider college, and not just for those coming right out of high school, but also for those, you know, working professionals and maybe looking for a master's or a doctoral degree, Regent has over 150 degree programs, and we're one of the most affordable colleges in America, one of the most highly ranked colleges, and it's an excellent place where you can be trained as a Christian leader to change the world.
You know, and with the new economic war room in the Robertson School of Government, I'm so excited because teaching biblical principles, teaching man's wisdom, yes, but God's wisdom is far more important. If you're going to college and all you're doing is to learn, you know, from man's wisdom, don't waste your money. That is a waste of money. But if you're going to an incredible university like Regent, you will learn life practical things, but you'll also learn eternal truth that you can carry into your life and make it so much better. We'll be right back.
Washington said paper money opens the door to every species of fraud and injustice. Jefferson said paper is poverty. Hamilton said to emit an unfunded paper as the sign of value ought not to continue a formal part of the Constitution. The founders hated paper money, so they put a pirate money clause in the Constitution for our state to use. Learn more at transactionalgold.com.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Wow, I can't believe this hour has flown by so fast. We are nearing the end of our time here with Dr. Claire Foster of Regent University. Marnie?
I had so many other questions and thoughts I wanted to get out, but all of this is reminding me of mainly the biblical principles and reasons, like such as pirate money, why they matter. And as she mentioned, family matters and why places like Regent matter. And they're just vital.
Yep. And listeners, visit regent.edu to learn more about America's premier Christian university, ranked number one. Dr. Foster, please tell our viewers and listeners what they should be looking for. When they visit online, what should they be looking for? And then what should they do? How do they get to Virginia Beach and visit the campus? What should they be doing there if they have students or if they just want to support the next generation of leaders?
Well, I would encourage you to go to regent.edu to look for our degree programs, our rankings. You can find information there about scholarships and financial aid that's available. But, you know, one of the things I always encourage people to look at is testimonials. We have a lot of alumni around the world, some of the most brilliant alumni leading in their spheres. People like Kristen Wagoner, who is now the CEO of Alliance Defending Freedom. People like Jay Sekulow, who is the head of the American Center for Law and Justice. We have, you know, judges and governors and teachers and business leaders and entrepreneurs all over the world, 40,000 Regent alumni. And we tell a lot of their stories on our website at regent.edu. And what they say is that Regent is the place that equipped them to be successful. Regent is where they learned how to be an effective leader in their field. And so I would encourage you to read those stories and be moved and be inspired. But, you know, one of our students who is getting ready to graduate here at Regent in Virginia Beach on May 9th, when he first came to Regent, he stopped on our campus in Virginia Beach, came to the Welcome Center, and as he opened his car door, he put his foot out of his car door and just placed his foot on the ground. And the minute he did that, he said he felt the Lord speak to him, and God said to him, "The wells here run deep. The wells here run deep." And it was like in that moment, the Holy Spirit just confirmed for him that Regent was going to be a part of his life and his journey. But, you know, that idea, the wells run deep, being, you know, there is a fountain of life, which is Jesus, fountainhead of all wisdom, knowledge, and that the Holy Spirit walks on this campus. And, you know, God the Father, God the Son, Holy Spirit, we are here to serve him, to seek his face, to put him first in all that we do. And so our students experience and they encounter the presence of God when they're here at Regent. And I love that our chancellor, Gordon Robertson, is actually teaching classes to our students, spiritually equipping them how to pray, how to get an answer to your prayer, how to hear the voice of God, how to read and understand the scripture. And this spiritual equipping that's happening here, this discipleship, this mentorship, is a place where students really build their own spiritual walk and establish their spiritual discipline that they'll carry with them for the rest of their lives. It's such a special place. So you can learn more about Regent at regent.edu. I would also encourage you to come see us in Virginia Beach. I'd love to spend a day with you and show you around our campus. You can schedule a tour at regent.edu/visit. And come see what we're all about here in Virginia Beach.
Well, I can tell you from the foundation of the school till now, it's a personal thing. They care about individuals. And I know that because late 70s, early 80s, I got a call at home. I'd given $100, I think, and I got a call from Dr. Pat Robertson. And it's like, "Freeman residents, may I help you?" "Yes, this is Pat Robertson calling for Kevin Freeman." I'm like, couldn't believe it. The guy here on TV on the 700 Club, the guy that ran for president, he called me because Regent cares about people. It's just amazing. Okay, final thought, Marty?
Well, I do agree that the wells and the heritage run extremely deep there at Regent. And I just want to say thank you to Dr. Foster and Jared Valerani for making this degree happen. And congratulations on the war room, Kevin. It's amazing.
All right, it's Kevin and Marty Freeman. Stay free, stay sovereign, and remember, honest money and principled education build a stronger nation. God bless you. AFR listeners, stay tuned. One last segment. Here's a $10 bill. It's got the picture of Alexander Hamilton on the front of it. You know, it's kind of sad. When I was 10 years old, everything that I could buy for a dollar now costs about $10. That's the cost of inflation. It's just paper. It's not backed by anything. You can't exchange it for gold and silver. You used to, but you can't do that anymore. And that's unfortunate. You know, pirates wouldn't accept this. Pirates, they wanted gold and silver. patriots, the founders of this nation, also wanted gold and silver coin. In fact, they put a provision in the Constitution, 17 words, that said states could only make gold and silver coins tender within the states. That's why I wrote this new book, Pirate Money, Discovering the Founders' Hidden Plan for Economic Justice and Defeating the Great Reset. It will explain exactly the history of money and exactly why gold and silver coins can be made modern with new technology and a useful monetary system. PirateMoneyBook.com.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
What a statement we heard from Dr. Foster. The well here runs deep at Regent University. Marnie, you're with me. Dr. Foster, you're still. This is our bonus segment for AFR. As we wrap up today, Dr. Foster, what gives you hope for the future of our country, especially as we raise up a new generation of leaders at places like Regent University?
I think the next generation gives me great hope for the future of our nation. You know, Gen Z, although they are technically the most unchurched generation in recorded history, I think we're seeing something really special happen in Gen Z at Regent University. We're seeing a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. We're seeing Gen Z students who really want to understand and defend our nation's founding principles. And I think they're really hungry for something genuine, something true and deep. You know, this generation has always been digital. They've always been on devices and screens. And so much of what they interact with on a daily basis is through their phones. But I think they're really discerning. Gen Z understands how to discern truth, how to find something that feels genuine and honest and real. And so when they encounter Jesus and when they encounter biblical principles in the Word of God, they sense this is different. This is something I really want to learn more about. And so we're seeing incredible responses from Gen Z, from our students at Regent, who are just longing for something deeper, and they are ready. They are ready to accept the call that God has given them. They are ready to go into their spheres of influence, get their education, and become Christian leaders who are going to change the world.
Dr. Foster, what a great summary. Thank you so much for all you're doing at Regent. Thank you for coming to visit us in our studios. Marnie, do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah, I'm actually quite disappointed that we ran out of time. I want more time here, and we don't have it. But I am extraordinarily happy that I'm actually seeing it here, that Gen Z is rising up, even younger set, and I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged that Regent is training up these young people to go and grow and just do the things that God has called them to do specifically, and they understand both biblical truth and economic reality.
And that's from a woman who was the chaplain for our high school where our girls yep. graduated. And all those kids have gone off and now they're in college and some at Regent. And it is just an amazing thing to see the next generation being raised up with biblical truth. This is a generation that's had to go through so much.
So much.
And a pandemic shut down, you know, and they were born with a financial crisis hitting their parents and everything.
So much uncharted territory, and Regent's addressing that and yeah, just going forward.
Thank you, Dr. Foster. All right, listeners, we'd love to hear from you. If you have questions, if you have prayer needs, if you have comments, email us at afr@piratemoneyradio.com. Let's all pray for America and the world to return to God's principles this year. Let's decree God's word over this earth. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. That could be Apple, it could be Spotify, wherever you get them. Please share this episode with your friends and tell people about the amazing Regent University. And check out piratemoneyradio.com. We're so pleased that you've been with us. This is Kevin Freeman, joined this week by Marnie Freeman and Dr. Claire Foster for Pirate Money Radio.
Arr.